الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد. أرحب بكم أيها الإخوة الفضلاء ونواصل دروسنا في العقيدة من شرح عقيدة السلف أصحاب الحديث لفضيلة الشيخ الوالد العلامة الدكتور ربيع ابن هادي عمير المدخلي حفظه الله تعالى ومتعه بالصحة والعافية وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات آمين. So we continue reading from the explanation of the creed of the Salaf, the creed of the Salaf of Imam al-Sabuni, رحمه الله تعالى وغفر له ولوالديه والمسلمين والمسلمات. The explanation of our noble Shaykh al-Allama Rabi ibn Hadi al-Madkhali حفظه الله تعالى. قال الإمام الصابوني في باب خلق أفعال العباد: ومن قول أهل السنة والجماعة في أكساب العباد أنها مخلوقة لله تعالى لا يمترون فيه ولا يعدون من أهل الهدى ودين الحق من ينكر هذا القول وينفيه In this chapter, according to the English translation, is number 16 from the book of Al-Imam al-Sabuni, Aqidat al-Salaf Ashab al-Hadith, the creed of the Salaf, the pious predecessors, the people of Hadith. In this chapter, he's going to talk about the creation of the slaves' actions, meaning the actions we do, our actions. What is the belief of Ahlul Sunnah and Jama'ah as related to our actions? And he's going to mention also in this chapter the Shaykh Rabi'ah wa ta'ala, he's going to explain the position of Ahlul Sunnah, and also he's going to refute the people of innovation who they went wrong in this point of Aqidah as related to the actions of the servants of Allah. And Imam al-Sabuni, rahimahullah, he said, and from the sayings of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and this is not just the saying, this is the Aqidah, about the deeds of the slaves, is that they are created by Allah. That the deeds are created by Allah the Most High. They do not, meaning the Ahlul Sunnah or Ahlul Hadith, they do not have any doubt in that. And they do not regard anyone who rejects and negates this statement, this belief, meaning this is Aqidah, as being from the people of guidance and religion of the truth. Meaning he's saying that, after he mentioning this brief point, the Aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah al Jama'ah, that the deeds of the slaves are created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, anyone who have any aqidah and belief other than this, he is not considered from the people of guidance and the people who are upon the religion of the truth. Qala شيخ ربيع حفظه تعالى في الشرح in the explanation: هذا الباب في خلق أفعال العباد. ذكر الإمام فيه يعني الإمام الصابوني أن مذهب أهل السنة أن أفعال العباد مخلوقة لله عز وجل. He said in this chapter is about the actions of the slaves and they are created. They are created by Allah. And he says here, Imam Sabuni mentioned the creed of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. That which Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the creed they are upon, is that they believe that Allah created, He's the one who created the actions of all of the slaves. He created the slaves and their actions, okay? But since this chapter is about the action, that's why they don't mention the creation of the slaves. But we know this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the creator. قَالْ وَخَالَفَ فِي ذَلِكَ طَائِفَتَانْ. But there's two deviant groups who go against this aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. أولاً الجبرية وثانياً القدرية. الجبرية والقدرية. أما الجبرية فهم يعترفون بأن أفعال العباد مخلوقة. مخلوقة لله عز وجل. يعترفون بذلك. الجبرية يعترفون بأن أفعال العباد مخلوقة لله عز وجل. لكنهم يغلون في عموم مشيئة الله وخلقه لكل شيء، فيجعل أفعال العباد أفعال لله عز وجل وليست للعباد، وإنما تنسب إليهم مجازا، ويحتجون بقوله تعالى الله خالق كل شيء. الله خالق كل شيء. So the first of these deviant groups is Al-Jabriya. They recognize that the actions of the servants are created by Allah. They say, yes, Allah is the one who created the actions of the servants. Anything that a servant does, Allah created those actions. Allah decreed those things to happen. Okay? But they go to extreme. They didn't stop where Ahlul Sunnah stopped by believing that the actions of the slaves are created by Allah. No, they went to extreme by saying that since these actions are created by Allah, the people have nothing to do with these actions. That's why they call them Jabriya. They say the people are forced to do those actions. People have no choice and no will. Meaning if someone is drinking alcohol and he's upon this evil aqidah, he knows that he may tell anyone who tell him, why are you drinking? He said, oh yeah, drinking is haram. You know that? Yeah, yeah. So why are you drinking? Yeah, it got nothing to do with it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed that he be drinking, you see? That's what the Jabriya are upon. Because they say, Allah says, Allahu khaliq kulli shay. Allah, He is the one who created all things. Qala Shaykh Rabi', excuse me. Hey. Ta'ala. Lahda, akhi. Come here. You. Come here. You. Come here. You came here to benefit, right? Right here. So pay attention, inshallah. Aina daftarukum? Where is your notebooks? No notebooks? You're going to come to the class with no notebooks. And on top of that, you're going to come and disturb the class? You can't do that. Look at the young boy. He's here sitting, mashallah. He has his notebook. Every class, he comes, he takes notes. Tayyib? Next time you bring notebooks, inshallah? Jazakum Allah khair. Barakallahu feekum. Who wants a notebook to just take notes right now? Huh? Come here. There you go. I'm going to give you a pen, but you give it back to me, inshallah. Jazakallahu khair. Tayyib. Hayyakum Allah. Sheikh Muqbil rahimahu ta'ala, I just listened to somebody sent me a a little clip, just the audio, no. Hey, look, I keep it on that page, see? On purpose, I put it on that page for you, okay? So you don't have to go to the other pages. So Sheikh Muqbil, rahimahullah, he was asking a question. He was a class in hadith. And that it was about Al-Imam Sufyan ibn Uyayna. And he was asking the students. And from amongst them, there was very young students. Very young. Because just from their voices, when they were answering, you can tell that they are like children. And he, the Shaykh, he was asking them, rahimahullah, how do you know it's Sufyan ibn Uyayna and he's not Sufyan al-Thawri? Subhanallah. He asked them, he said, how do you know? When he says only Sufyan, حدثنا 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 سفيان عن سفيان, which one you know, if it's Sufyan ibn Uyayna or Sufyan? Because of the narrator that Sufyan ibn Uyayna take from, or he took from him, okay? Ala ayin. But then the Shaykh, he was like, hey, where's your notebook? Ya akhi, where's your notebook? Then he went to the other one, where's your notebook? He said, here is over here. Very good. You have to write. You have to write these things. Then as he was talking, then he turned to somebody and said, Muslih, where is your, ayna daftaruk? Subhanallah. Because he was good. Because now you're here, mashallah, you can remember. But I'm sure things I'm saying right now, by the end of the class, you may not even remember them. By the end of the class, if I ask you something about the beginning, you may not even remember. Okay, unless if Allah gave you a good memory, alhamdulillah, and we ask Allah to take care of all of us and give us good memories. But we know ourselves, we forget stuff, so it's better that you write, whether a notebook or whether other gadgets that some brothers they use now. They use iPads and notebooks, that electronics and the like. Now, jazakumullah khair. So with Jabriya, that's their aqidah. They affirm, they say, yes, Allah is the one who created the actions, but they say that the people are forced. Those who pray, they didn't come to the masjid because they want to pray. It's like Allah forced them to pray. And those who lie, because they forced to lie, you see? And those who drink alcohol or smoke, yeah, they know it's not permissible to smoke and drink alcohol, but hey, we have nothing to do. Allah created these actions. Aynan. قال الشيخ نعم هم محقون في أن الله خالق كل شيء لكن ليس معناه أن العباد ليس لهم فعل ولا قدرة ولا اختيار في أفعالهم. The Shaykh says yes, they're right. When they stay right, not in everything. No, he says they're right by saying that Allah creates all the actions. Okay? That Allah creates everything. He's the creator of all things. But this doesn't mean, that's what is their problem? Their problem is in the understanding. He said, but doesn't mean that the people has no will, no choice in the matter. No, people, they do choose what they want to do. You choose to be in this class, didn't you? Nobody forced you to be here, right? You choose to be here. Some people, they're not here. They choose to be somewhere else. But you choose to be here. So nobody forced you to be in here. That's a good example. قال فهذا الإثبات جيد لكن غلوا في إثبات القدر وإثبات عموم خلق الله عز وجل المخلوقات وإثبات مشيئته حتى سلبوا العبادة أفعالهم وقدرتهم وإرادتهم واختيارهم. He says, نعم, for them to affirm the actions are created by Allah, he said, that's a good thing. Naam, this is right. But the problem is that they went to extreme. So much so that he says, look, the people have no will whatsoever. They have no choice. Those who are good, it's not because they choose to be good. No. Allah put them on that path. And those who are evil, they're not to be blamed. Why? Because Allah forced them to do those actions according to their statements, okay? According to their to this wicked creed. حتى سلبوا العبادة أفعالهم وقدرتهم وإرادتهم واختيارهم. This aqidah is still hanging around. It is not something that was happened like 1,000 years ago. There are still some people, they don't pray. They drink alcohol. They do all types of evil and you tell them, hey, this is bad, right? They're like, yeah, yeah. Why are you doing it? Oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed this on me, man. And they may even give you hadith and ayah. Like this guy, they give you an ayah. Other they give you hadith. Didn't the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah decreed all the actions and all what's going to happen 50,000 years before He created the heavens and the earth? So why you blame me, he says. You see? But then they forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, that's true. Allah knew, He knew all what His servants will do and what they won't do. But Allah has given us, has made clear to us, to His servants, the path of good from the path of evil, and command us to adhere to good and forbid us from the path of evil. So when a person is walking, when a person is walking and he see a danger in front of him, what usually people do? If you're walking, for example, give me a danger in front of you, Jamal, that is,
It's a hole in the ground.
It's a hole, a deep hole. What usually do? If you see a big hole, what we usually go in it? Walk around. Walk around. Why you walk around too? Why don't you go through it and say, Allah decreed this? You fall into it, right? Exactly. So, if that person was forced to go around, would he make that choice? He made the choice. When it's raining, what do you usually do? Umbrella. Can you imagine see somebody with the umbrella and it's not raining? Well, what do you think about this person? It's like, why he has an umbrella? It's not raining. It's not a hot day neither, you know. It's a foggy day. There's no sun out there. And the man has an umbrella and he's going. You're like, why? But do you have the same feeling or whatever when it is raining? But what if you see a person, it's pouring, raining, he's soaked and he's complaining, oh, he's soaked, but he's holding an umbrella in his hand. Closed in, umbrella. You see? And then you say, hey, why don't you use the umbrella? No, Allah decreed for me to get wet today. Are you going to accept that? He's kind of like, what do you mean? You don't understand the qadr correctly. You don't understand the qadr correctly. So it's very important for us to remember these things, Ya Ikhwan. The Shaykh says, these people, this Al-Jabriya, they go wrong. They did one thing good. What is the thing that they did good? They affirm that Allah is the creator, that Allah created all the actions of His slaves. Where they went wrong?
They believe that they were forced to do the deed.
Ahsant. Somebody else? Like a better angle?
Basically, we're not responsible for our actions. That we're not responsible for our actions when we do evil actions like that.
What else?
Their understanding.
They were wrong in the understanding. In the understanding. They didn't have the understanding of the Salaf. See, that's the problem. These people, they came after the Sahaba. Everybody who came after the Sahaba, they are commanded to adhere to the understanding of who? Of the Sahaba. That's why they became deviant, because they taught these groups, Qadariya, Mu'tazila, Jahmiya, Khawarij, Shia, Ash'ariya, all of those deviant groups, they weren't deviant because of their colors, what country they came from. Because they brought a different understanding that opposes what the Sahaba they were upon and those three generations. That's why they were deviant. They were deviant, not because they were from this country or the other. No, you find the deviants in this country, but there is a lot of Salaf and great ulama from the same area, actually, from the same area. And they were deviant because they didn't adhere to the understanding of as-Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum and the Tabi'un who follow the path of the Sahaba. قال وقابل هؤلاء الجبرية طائفة أخرى غالية في الشرع. Now this is one extreme. الجبرية is one extreme. What the جبرية do once again? Muhammad? The جبرية. What's their عقيدة? You remember? نعم. What is their عقيدة? The جبرية, نعم? عمر?
That we are for compelled to do what the actions we do. We are forced to do the actions we do.
Mm-hmm.
Because Allah has, you know, created all our actions.
Yeah, because Allah has created actions.
Yeah, that's what
he.
That's
what I
believe. No. Believe that Allah created all the actions.
Uh huh. That's helpful.
They misunderstand
it.
They believe that Allah created everything, including the slaves' action, but they believe that they have no free wills over there.
Ahsant. Nah, that's what you said, but just in a better way, easier way. Nah, they believe that Allah is the creator of all things. But in this chapter, so they believe that Allah created the actions of His servants. But this is good. But then they went wrong in saying that since this is the case, so the people have nothing to do with their actions. Allah created those actions. So they are not to be held accountable whatever they do. They are forced to do those. So when somebody, according to their wicked aqidah, somebody doing something haram, it's okay. He's forced to do it. وَلِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. So that's one extreme. The second extreme, Al-Qadariyah. They go extreme in the deen. Okay? That's why they will go extreme in this deen, in the understanding of this religion. The other side, Al-Qadariyah. Al-Qadariyah, and they are the Mu'tazila. Also Al-Qadariyah, another name is the other name of the Mu'tazila. Al-Qadariyah amanu bil-shar'i wa ghalaw fihi fa'addahum ghuluwuhum fil awamir wal nawahi ila inkari umumi mashi'atillah wa iradatihi wa khaliqiyatihi li af'al al-ibad. Faqalu, af'al al-ibad ليست مخلوقة لله ولا تدخل في نطاق قدرته لأننا إذا قلنا أفعال العباد مخلوقة لله فكيف يحاسبهم عليها فيكون هذا ظلما قبحهم الله قال الشيخ ربيع. The Qadariyya, they went exactly the opposite of Al-Jabriyya. They went to the other extreme, the other direction. Okay? So the Jabriya, they says, look, the people have nothing to do with their action. They're not responsible, shouldn't be held accountable, because Allah is the creator of all things. This Qadariya, they understood it in the other way. They so much so that they says Allah has nothing to do with the creations of the servants. And Allah does not know what a servant do until he does it or she does it. You see? وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. And they try to justify that. And they say, as the Sheikh Rabia said, they says, if they say that Allah created the actions of the servants, look, according to their wicked understanding, because this is not the understanding of the Salaf, they justify this, they says, look, Allah does not know what the people do. So therefore, they're not created by Allah. Because they said, if they affirm this point of aqidah, that Allah, He's the one who created the action of the servant, they said, so why would He held them accountable then? If Allah is the one who created this action, so why He would held the people accountable? They said, so this will be an oppression. وَالْعِيَادَ بِاللَّهِ. He says, قَبَّحَهُمُ اللَّهِ. May Allah despise them and disgrace them. The Shaykh says, كيف يكون ظلما؟ والله سبحانه وتعالى أعطاهم قدرة وأعطاهم اختيارا وأعطاهم إرادة. Said, how could they come with this evil understanding? How, when the people do something bad, and then they allow, oppress them if He punished them for that? He said, didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them the ability to choose? Naam, Allah gave them a will. They have a will. People, they choose, they have a choice. It's not like they have no intellect, as the Shaykh is going to mention later on. قال وكيف يكون ظلما وأفعالهم ليست كما يقول الجبرية كحركات الأشجار تحرك الريح وكنبض العروق وكحركة الشمس وغيرها من المسخرات التي لا إرادة لها. Says, how could it be possible for them to say that those people who do those actions, and if Allah punished them for it, it will be an oppression from His part, subhanahu wa ta'ala, while they oppose the Jabriya? Because the Jabriya, they says that the servants, when it comes to their actions, they like the trees in a windy day. The tree doesn't move. On a nice day, do the tree move? Does just tree wants to move to the right, to the left? Huh? The branches that start moving all over?
No.
What make them move?
The wind.
The wind. If the wind are coming from one side, then that it reflects on the directions of what? Of the branches. Aina. So the Jabriya, what they say? They say a person is like a tree on a windy day. Whatever the wind take them, they go. And also, like the position of the sun. The sun, he says, and the sun is subjected to Allah. Does the sun comes from the east because the sun wants to do that? Huh? No, the sun has nothing to do with this matter. It's subjected by Allah to come from the east and to go to the west. Have we ever heard the sun came from the east and went down to south? Huh? Sit down in south or north? No. Or the sun came from the north? Or came from the west? No. So it's subjected to the command of Allah. لكن الإنسان يفرق بين الاختيار وبين الاضطرار. Says, but a person should make a difference between اختيار and اضطرار. There are certain things that you do with your free will. You choose to do these things. But there are other things that you are, you know, under certain circumstances, you find yourself doing them. Aina, somebody jumped, you know, somebody, he jumped from a chair. But sometimes a person finds himself jump from something that is higher than that. Such as, who can give me an example? From a building, yeah. Why he gonna like somebody jump from a third story building? Usually they take the steps, but this day they had to jump from the window, from the third story building, not wondering that will break a leg or not. They don't even know what's going to happen to them. Why he jump? Huh? There is a danger. There is a fire. They have to do that. You see? And the Sheikh, he gave an example. He says, حَتَّى الْحَيَوَانَاتِ تُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ الْعَمَلِ الْإِخْتِيَارِ وَالْعَمَلِ الْإِضْطِرَارِ. He said, even animals, they have this. They have it down. They know those actions that they are willingly performed by the people or those they've been forced to do. Okay? قال ويعجبني مثل ضربه أحد المناقشين لهؤلاء. He said, the Shaykh said he likes this example that was said by person who was debating these guys, the Jabriya and the Qadariya. فيقول الكلب والأسد يفرقان بين المختار وبين غير المختار. He says that even the dog and the lion, al-kalb is the dog, al-asad the lion. So they know between these two actions. فقال فإنك إذا رميت الكلب بحجر لا يذهب للحجر لأن الحجر ليس مختارا وإنما يأتي إليك أنت يحاربه. He said the dog, if you throw a dog with a rock, you hit him. It's not somebody playing with a dog in the park, okay? Now, if somebody hit the dog with a rock, what usually happens? The dog go to the rock or go to the person who threw the rock? If somebody throw a dog with a rock, hit the dog with a rock, the dog go and bark at the rock or at the person who throw it? Person who throw it? Why not he go to the rock? The rock hit him. Huh? You understood his answer? It's not a good thing to throw a dog with a rock first, okay? We have to say that. Leave the dogs alone, okay? But just in case, when a person throw a dog with a rock, hit him with a rock, the dog goes after that rock or go after the person who throw it?
After the person.
Huh?
After the person.
Why?
Because that's where the danger is coming from.
Because
the rock didn't throw it itself, somebody threw the rock. Because the rock didn't just jump by itself, somebody threw the rock.
No. Yes? Why?
Because you know that the person made the action.
Uh-huh. Why?
Because the person that threw the rock at the dog, he will go after the dog.
Uh-huh. Why? I want an answer about the rock and the one who threw the rock. That's the answer, the right answer. But I want to say something about that. Naam, Yahya.
The dog actually see the person throwing the rock and happen. So the dog instinctively knows that that person threw the rock.
MashaAllah. Still not the answer I'm looking for.
The rock did the action, but it's unwilling because it was thrown by
his Ahsant. That's the answer. Because the rock was forced to hit the dog, right? Was the rock wanted to hit the dog?
No.
So that's ittiraf. But who chose to hit the dog?
The person.
Aynam, that's why I saw. Even animals, they understand this. Animals, they understood it. It's not the rock. The rock, I had no problem with the rock because the rock didn't choose to hit him. But the man chose to hit him with the rock, subhanAllah. So likewise, the Asad. Al-Asad kadalik. قال الأسد عندما توجه له رصاصة لا يذهب إلى الرصاصة يحاربها إنما يذهب يحاربك أنت لأنه يعرف أن الرصاصة ليس لها اختيار وأنت لك اختيار ولك إرادة ولك قدرة فكيف الإنسان. He said, for example, if a person in a jungle with a gun, shotgun, right, rifle or whatever it is, and he fires at who? At the lion and miss him. What the lion do? Does he go look and sniff for the
compound.
The bullet? Or what does he do?
Go after the one who?
Shot. Who make the shot. Said, subhanAllah, look. Why? Said, because that bullet has no free will. The bullet didn't choose to go after the lion. But who did? Who has the will and choose to hit to fire the arc? Is the man. So it's like, he said, if this is the case in animals, Sheikh said, what about the people? What about the human being? قال وكل إنسان يحس بالضرورة أنه يفعل باختياره وقدرته وإرادته والله يحاسبك على قدرتك واختيارك بعد ذلك لا تسأل لأن القدر سر الله. The Sheikh said, look, as a human being, we know this. We have wills, we make choices. You make a choice where you go, where you come, what you do, what you eat. Likewise, you make a choice to be righteous or not. He said, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not hold the person accountable on what they do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not hold the people accountable because of the qadr, but because of their choices. See? Allah does not hold the people accountable because of what He created. But the people are held accountable and they are held accountable because of their choices they make. Because of the choices they make. عاقل أعطاك الله العقل وأعطاك السمع وأعطاك البصر وأعطاك القدرة وأعطاك الاختيار ويحاسبك في ضوء هذه القوى التي أعطاك الله إياها. He said, you have sound mind. That's one thing, one of the ni'mah of Allah. Allah gave you a sound mind. You have intellect. You have hearing. You can hear. You can see. You have ability to choose. Because you have intellect. Someone who's crazy and insane, they don't even know what's going on. They don't know who they are, what place they are, if it's day or night. They don't know. But you have intellect to differentiate between what is right and what is bad. Somebody who has no intellect, he just go and get a rock and try to eat it. He thinks it's a piece of cake. No, I'm somebody who don't know. Look at the babies when they still little and don't know, understand. They just go and grab anything and put it in their mouth, right or wrong. A baby go and put their hands on a sharp object. And that's why parents, we have to protect the babies until they learn and they know. So the Shaykh says, you have intellect, you have ability, Allah given you all of this ni'am and blessings. So Allah will, so you have a will. So Allah will punish and hold a person accountable in the light of these favors. فمن أعطاه الله هذه الأمور فهو مسؤول أمام الله تبارك وتعالى لا يستطيع أن يعتذر يوم القيامة ويقول أنا فعلت هذا بغير اختيار لأنه هو الذي فعل. The Shaykh says, so if anyone who has these bounties from Allah has aql, intellect, sound mind, then this person cannot come on Yawm al-Qiyamah and say, oh, because he was an evildoer and said, oh, he didn't have no will. No, the person who have no aql, he will say, oh Allah, I have no aql. You see? That person will say he didn't have no aql, he didn't understand. As it came in the hadith. Or an old man, that Islam came to them, an old man who don't even know, they forget. And you know, certain people, they get in certain age, that they lose their conscience and faculties of mind. So that person too, as it came in the hadith, he will say, my Lord, the message came, why? I don't know. And I was very old. And a person who is still young or still have his faculty of intellect and cannot use this as a justification, the Shaykh says. Allah had يقول هذا بل كل واحد يعترف بذنبه يوم القيامة. He says, rather on يوم القيامة, nobody will use this as an excuse, but everybody will recognize their sins and they will recognize their faults. As Allah said in Surah Al-Mulk, verse 10 and 11, وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ أَوْ نَعْقِلُ مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. He says, if we really hear and understand, we won't be from the people of the hellfire. يَعْتَرِفُونَ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لِأَنَّهُمْ مَارَسُوهَا بِاخْتِيَارِهِمْ. On the day of judgment, they will recognize these faults and their sins, because they're the one that choose willingly to commit those sins. وهل تقبل الآن الشيخ يأتي بمثال قال وهل تقبل هذا الذي يدعي هذه العقيدة قال هل تقبل الآن واحد يقتل أباك وتقول هذا فعل الله هل تقول هذا لا تقول هذا. He said, for that person who believe, no, listen man, whatever they do, he don't pray, adultery, riba, cheating, whatever, nah. Allah forced him to do that. People are forced to do this action. He said, okay, when somebody kills his father, is he going to say, oh, no problem. Yeah, that man is forced to kill his father. Huh? The Shaykh says, no. Nobody say that. He's going to say, why he killed my father? I want to know. Do something about it. You see? But he don't pray and say, no. He's forced to not to pray. Long mustahab. And he said, also, somebody did something bad to his father, killed him or his son. And then he said to him, why you do this? Oh, Qadar, ya akhi. Allah decreed this to happen a long time ago. Where you been? You don't know this? So if that person says, oh, yeah, the Qadar, yeah, you're right. Is this how things is done? No, this is not how things is done. قَالْ فَهُنَاكَ إِفْرَاطٌ وَتَفْرِيطٌ مِنَ الطَّرَفَيْنِ. So these both parties, deviant groups, they went to extreme. Ifrat and Tafrit. They go to two extremes. Wa Ahlu Sunnah wasat. But Ahlu Sunnah, they are on a middle course. Upon the haqq, upon the truth. أثبتوا عموم مشيئة الله وعموم إرادته وقدرته. فلا يكون شيء في الكون إلا بمشيئة الله وإرادته. وكل شيء مخلوق لله. So Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, they affirm the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His Mashi'a and His will and His ability, His power subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing will take place in the universe without Allah's will subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing. And everything is created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing just happened like that. Mother Nature has nothing to do with what's happening. And that's shirk. For those people who say, oh, this earthquake, Mother Nature bring the earthquake. You see, no, this is shirk. Mother Nature is created. When a storm comes, what they say? Oh, Mother Nature is angry with them. Mother Nature has nothing to do with anything. Allah is the one who created the action and everything that happened in the universe. Allah created these things. Okay? Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the servants and their actions. Okay? They don't create their own actions. They act upon what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. وَمَعَ ذَلِكَ يَقُولُونَ الْعِبَادُ مَارَسُوا هَذِي الْأَفْعَالِ بِاخْتِيَارِهِمْ. But what the Ahlul Sunnah, they say? They says, yes, Allah created those actions. That evil those people act upon, or that good that they act upon, yeah, it was created by Allah. But those people, they choose what to do. They choose their actions. فَتَنْسِبُوا إِلَيْهِمْ حَقِيقَةً وَفَعَلُوهَا حَقِيقَةً. نعم, their actions, these are their actions that Allah has created, and they act upon it willingly because they choose. Unless if somebody is compelled, or that's different, okay? That's why they say, Fulanun Salla, Fulanun Zakka, Fulan Sam, so-and-so, yeah, he prayed with us today. He prayed with us today. You don't say, hey, some of us was forced and dragged here to pray with us today. You don't say that. You say, oh yeah, the brother, he was here. Inshallah, he came and he prayed. Nobody say, oh, he was forced again to come and pray. No. If you say to someone, yeah, he prayed. That's it. It's over, right or wrong. But if the answer is, well, he was forced to pray today, what's going to happen? The person is going to leave? Muhammad?
I understand.
Okay. If someone came and asked for Abdullah, eh, Abdullah, could be any Abdullah, okay? He said, hey, Abdullah, but he, you know who you're looking for. Abdullah was here. He said, oh yeah, he prayed with us. What he's going to do, this brother? What do you think he will do after this? Answer. If I come and ask and say, hey, Abdullah, you say Abdullah?
No.
What do you say?
I say, he prayed with us.
And then what I should say?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, jazakallah khair, and I go, right?
No.
That's normal. What if I come to you and say, hey, you say Abdullah? And the answer is, yeah, he was forced to pray with us today. What do you think I will do? Just say Jazakallah khair and leave?
No.
What do you think I will do?
That's more question.
Huh?
Ask me who forced him?
Yeah, what do you mean? He was forced to pray? What do you mean he was forced to pray? And then what was going to be your answer? No answer this one. It's okay. I give you a break. Nah. So that was just for a point. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. He's the one who purifies his soul. Allah says, he's successful, the one who purifies his soul. Allah didn't say, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ, I forced him. No, no. Allah says, he's successful, the one who purifies his soul. Allah didn't say, the one who is forced to purify his soul. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. And he's a loser, the one who corrupts himself. He's the one who corrupts himself. That's what Allah says in the Quran. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى إِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Allah ينسب الأفعال إلى العبد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us in this ayat in Surah Al-Infitar that the actions are performed by who? Servants. That's why Allah says, and there are angels, honorable angels, they write down everything you do. Why would the angel write down everything if they were forced to do this? You see? قال الشيخ ربيع أنا جئت مرة في درس في جامعة أم القرى وأستاذ أشعري جبري يدرس عقيدة الجبر في ذلك الدرس فقلت له يا أخي أنت الآن تعطل يمكن ربع القرآن. القرآن ينسب الأفعال حقيقة إلى أهلها وأنت تقول هي أفعال الله وليست أفعال العباد. فبهت الرجل فبهت الرجل. The Sheikh says once he was in a class, he attended a class in جامعة أم القرى, and he was a teacher on the madhab of al-Ash'ari al-Jabri, al-Jabriya, and he was teaching the aqidah of Jabr wal-Iyadu Billah in Umm al-Qura in Mecca. And in the class he was telling this Jabr, now these people are forced and to do these things, they have no will. Then the Sheikh said to him, ya akhi, almost like the quarter of the Quran you have denied it, like you denied the quarter of the Quran. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He addressed the people according to what they do. بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. He said, no, he says no. Then the man, he says, he has no answer to that. He has no answer to that. نعم. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله, أنت قال تقرأ القرآن فتجد فيه فعلوا ويفعلون. فعلوا ويفعلون, ويمدح الفاعلين إذا كانوا مطيعين, ويذم العصاة لمخالفتهم لأوامر الله ولارتكابهم لنواهيه, يمدح المطيعين ويذم العاصين ويتوعدهم الوعيد الشديد على أعمالهم. Said, now when you read the Quran, you will find many ayahs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the actions of the people. They did this, they didn't do this, they act upon this, they performed this, they did this. You will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praise those who did do good and act upon obedience, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala threaten with His punishment those who disobey Him and disobey His commands because they fall into the prohibitions alike. Allah praise those who are obedient, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warn us against the path of those who do evil and disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu la yadhlim mithqala dharra. Allah does not oppress His servants. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِذُلَّمِ لِلْعَبِيدِ. As Allah said in Surah Fussilat, verse 46, your Lord does not oppress His servants. So no one will enter the fire and will be punished except according to their actions. That they did, they have the will to do it. They were able to do it. They choose to do those actions. They weren't compelled, they were ignorant, or they never heard of, or they didn't understand it because they have no intellect. No. These are people, they have intellect, they have a choice in the matter, things made clear to them, they still choose to do evil, now they subject themselves to the punishment of Allah. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward the people who do good. They choose to do good. While other people are doing evil, they're like, no, that path of evil, I don't want it. They choose to do what is right, what is upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether salat, they choose to make salat. Some people, they don't want to pray. They just want to sit back and watch games and go and play. And they want to hang out. But these people, they choose, like, no, listen, man, salat is important. I'm going to pray every salat, inshallah. Likewise, they fast. Some people, they don't fast. They're like, man, why fasting? That's okay. Fast or no fast, not a big deal. But people choose to fast. People choose to act upon the commands of Allah and the like. قال الشيخ فهذا خلاص ما يقال في أفعال العباد. So this is a summary now of what he says in this chapter, أن الله سبحانه وتعالى خالق للعباد وخالق لأعمالهم وصفاتهم وهم في نفس الوقت فاعلون لأفعالهم من طاعات ومعاص بقدرتهم واختيارهم. So this is summary to this chapter, that Allah created the actions of the servants, create them and their actions, and how they perform those actions. But in the same time, Allah given them the ability to choose whether to be upon obedience or to be upon disobedience. Those who have the will and the intellect, and Allah give them bounties and blessings. قال وكل عاقل يدرك الأعمال تمارس بالاختيار والأعمال تؤتى عن طريق الاضطرار فالمضطر يعذر والمختار المريد القادر هذا يحاسب على عمله ويجازى على عمله إن كان خيرا فخير وإن كان شرا فشر. The Sheikh says every person in his sound mind he makes a difference between those actions that are performed willingly based on choice from those actions that you've been compelled and forced to do. The one who's been forced, yes, he's excused. He's excused. But the one who's have the ability to perform an action, but choose not to, then they will be rewarded according to their actions. If they do good, the Shaykh says they will be rewarded good. If they did evil, they blame no one but themselves. They don't blame the Qadr. ثم قال الشيخ نسأل الله أن يوفقنا وإياكم لفقه دينه وأن يرزقنا التمسك بكتاب الله وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم والسير على منهج أهل السنة والجماعة في كل شؤون ديننا عقيدة ومنهجا إن ربنا لسميع الدعاء. In the Sheikh he make a beautiful dua. He says we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us tawfiq and you and grant us the sound understanding of his religion and may Allah keep us firm upon his book and the sunnah of his messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. May Allah make us firm upon the minhaj of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the path of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, in all of the affairs of our religion, the creed and the minhaj and the like. Indeed, Allah is the one who answers the supplications. May Allah reward both Shaykhs, Shaykh al-Imam al-Sabuni rahimahullah and Shaykh Rabi' hafidahullah. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira.